on Thursday night, May 5th, DePaul University celebrated the launch of its new Center for Journalism Integrity and Excellence. The night was filled with a whole list of exciting speakers, including founding directors Carol Marine and Donald Mosley, along with DePaul University's very own Reverend Dennis Holtschneider. Why does DePaul University need a Center for Journalism Integrity and Excellence? Here's what Carol Marine has to say about it.
So I think it's a fair question. Why do we need a Center for Journalism, Integrity, and Excellence when DePaul University already has a College of Communications and a journalism school that's already been so completely committed to ethical journalism and excellence? The answer is that in this most complicated world of news, Father Holtschneider and Dean Ganim are simply determined to grow that mission, and Don and I are so honored and excited to be emissaries in that behalf.
How did the Center for Journalism Integrity and Excellence come to be? Here's Donald Mosley with more on the history.
Our relationship with DePaul began actually in 2003 when we reached out to Dick Meister, who was then the Executive Vice President for Academic Affairs. He introduced us to then Dean Mike Meese, and soon we were touring the campus with Father Jack Minot. Not long after that, the DePaul Documentary Project was housed in the Schmidt Academic Center on the Lincoln Park campus, and in the fall of 2003, we welcomed our very first two interns, their names were Ben Welsh and Kat McCullough. In all, we worked with 57 DePaul students. In the beginning, we were doing documentaries, and our interns were listed on the credits for many of those, for those three, including an hour-long documentary that was on CNN about evangelicals in America, on the New York Times Discovery film on a seminary in Cincinnati, Ohio, asking why at the height of the priest sexual abuse crisis would someone want to be a priest. And finally, on a special that aired on NBC5 and also on WTPW about a program called Umoja, which is a wonderful program that helps direct kids who might not otherwise go to college get into college.
Reverend Holtschneider had his own opinion on the center and spoke briefly about why he believes we need the center to teach students responsible journalism habits.
Temptations of the powerful are simply too strong to be left to operate outside of plain sight. And yet, the media has enormous power as well, and it's vulnerable to its own shortcuts and temptations and corruptions. As with any profession that self-polices its professional standards, we cannot take the levels, high levels of professionalism for granted. And we who dare teach people for the profession must teach those standards at the outset.
Reporting for Radio DePaul, I'm Jamie Bonema.